Thank you, Sister Peg, and Chairman of the Board of Trustees, for this distinguished honor. In the interest of brevity, however, but in still in keeping with the tradition for commencement speakers to offer a little bit of advice to the graduates, I have just two quick pointers that I would like to quickly mention that have served me very well throughout my postgraduate life. The first one is directed primarily to the male graduates in the audience, and I'm talking mostly to graduates because I'm sure most of the other men in the audience have already learned this, and I want to state this principle by way of an example. Trish, I agree completely with everything that you just said. And you are 100% correct as usual. The second practice is a touch more serious. But ever since I graduated from college and began my adult life, I have tried never to forget the special people in my life who have helped me, who have helped make the better parts of the person I have become. And that's why every morning of my life, I thank God sincerely for what is now, I count up, four angels that He sent into my life as the greatest blessings I've ever had. Two of those angels are my departed parents, and I had hoped to be able to say that the other two angels that are living today are in this audience today, because it turns out one of them couldn't make it for the ceremony, but the other one is my dear wife, Trish, of course, who is not only my dear wife, but my best friend and my best life counselor, and has been that way for decades, too numerous to mention. But the other angel, and the one who is probably the most cherished, one of the most cherished friends that Trish and I have had, and has been an Adrian Dominican sister for 70-something years. She's usually in your midst. Many of you don't know her, but many of you have had the blessings of spending time with in Sister Jean's magnificent radiance. For those of you on the faculty and the staff and among the students, graduating students who have had this opportunity, I want you to know that you are a very small part of literally a worldwide legion of admirers of Sister Jean. And Trish and I truly envy the fact that many of you to this day still have the opportunity to spend a great deal of time with Sister Jean, and since she moved from Miami 5 years ago, we have envied those opportunities tremendously. So let me close by saying thank you to Sister Jean. I thank you again for Sister Peg and Chairman Mother. We appreciate everything you've done, and I especially appreciate this honor, and good luck to you all. Thank you.